Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're live. You see on air. All right. Shannery. Oh, man, that's my spot. I haven't been up there in about a week, though. Okay, you can turn up a little bit more now. Not a grip, because, you know, we're supposed to have a session of talking. We're having a venting session. Are you live too or no? I wonder. I'm kind of like that. I want to see what's up with that.
This is my radio station.
Radio station. Popping now. I'll be doing too much all the time. Got everything popping. Got the studio. Got my radio station. Everything. I'll be playing too much. Playing with my life and everything that's involved in it. I'm out here visiting. Oh, yeah? How long you been visiting? Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to be saying. We're supposed to be having a session. Well, I have a radio station as well, right? Well, it's a podcast. I'm not about to tell you.
In the pool.
Okay.
You're going to turn that shit.
I was only two if you talk about how she do her thing.
This shit go.
But she like she got this. The fuck? I've never said the single, the grown, and the sexy. Okay, we have an okay. They can't even see you both, so
cause I'm laying down.
Well, not even that, but relax, stay back. We about to have a session. Yeah, so I think cause it's got your bag, and so we put it right here. What's up, Joy? Okay, let's go. Okay, we only got 26 minutes left on there. This is dope to have that in the background, like some real ass show. All right, let's get it. Okay, so talk to me, girl. Talk to me. Where do we go? All right, I'm ready. I'm just watching.
Look at him. Like, I don't know what to expect tomorrow. Well, today.
He lives here, or he just didn't know.
He just lives till Tuesday.
She go, oh, I finally got a Justin. To Tuesday. Who are you visiting?
He's supposed to be trying to get a car out here.
Okay. I got a lot of questions and shit. But I'm not gonna ask the wall. My question is,
he said this is gonna be interesting.
I'm trying to make it interesting. I'm trying to get it popping, but I'm trying to get all my lives going, too. And I should have probably got myself together. But so everybody knows, we just came back from the casino. I wasn't so lucky tonight. But now that's me and my sister. Just, like, just be yourself. Thank you, King. You the best. I like sorry to my radio station, for real. Well, my, what you call it again? A podcast. King, I feel like you see us a little bit like that, yeah? He said, just be yourself. All right, let's be ourselves. Let's y'all hear this for a second while I get myself together.
I just think you with your clothes on, standing up while you're laying down.
I'm sorry. It was the live. It was messing up.
Whoa. I have it right there. Remember?
It
oh,
fell.
No. I understand. What's up, man, Antonio? My bad, y'all. Sorry, typo. Just imagine you're not online, live, or your podcast. I'm live. Just have a little conversation with the sister. Bro, just leave it. I'll fix it. Oh, it's fun. Did you act like you knew that you didn't mess it up?
You was getting all.
Okay, yes, I was.
All hype.
Bless her.
I'm good, and yourself?
My bad, y'all. Intermission
for 2 seconds. Huh?
You're looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Huh?
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah, he's favorite on Golden. The last time we talked before he got out, he was saying because when we first started talking again, when he first hit me back up, I was telling him like you disappear, like you be in and out, like I can't do that type of shit.
Right. I hear you.
But I was just saying, like, I can't do shit like that. And he's like, I'm not going to do that and all that stuff. And then ended up doing it. And now you're out here. You called me and told me you were out here. And then when I called, when I looked at the call, like, the fuck? Like, I seen, like
I was like, you were shot.
No, because look, he had me, like, in a bad state, I swear. Like, after he did that, I was blowing him up. Yes, I was blowing him up.
I dig it.
But then, like, I got over it, and then he called me, and I was like, what the fuck? And he was just being regular.
What's his time?
At least
he's May 30th.
Oh, he's a fucking Gemini. I guess it doesn't mean nothing. Signs are just signs.
These are the signs of life. And, I don't, like,
reckless.
I don't know.
He said, what?
I was just looking
somebody
at him.
Somebody chimed in. They said, so why did he call you?
He said, like, why did he call you?
He called me because he was coming to Vegas, and he was like, oh.
So you got to give him the rundown. He lives in L.A., right?
First off, let me tell you the beginning. The beginning, he was in prison, and I was talking to him through Facebook. And then we started FaceTiming. So then when we started FaceTiming, it got, and like, it got real. And then, like, he would disappear, okay. Like, or whatever. So I'm like, okay.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
And, like, he'll be, like, disappearing in and out of my life. So he just recently... recently, like, before he got out, he hit me back, like, what's up, and stuff like that, and, like, oh, I've been in the hole, and all this type of shit, and I was like, oh, okay, and I'm like, yeah, but you be on that in and out shit, and, you know, stuff like that, and he's like, I'm not doing that with you, I really fuck with you, whatever, all that. So, we've been talking since before he got out. So, he got out, and he went to Vegas when he first got out. Then I talked to him. He said he was going to come see me. Then he didn't. So I'm, like, blowing him up at this point. Because it's like...
He need a place to stay. He said, I'm messing with y'all. No, we appreciate
he probably do, but what the fuck?
From a male point of view, I mean...
He never asked me to stay with me or nothing like that. Like, that. If that was a question, no, he never asked me. And we never had that conversation of living with each other or anything like that. But he went to Vegas and then came back, and then I called him. I'm like, oh, you home? Like, welcome home or whatever. He's like, when can I see you? And I'm like, oh, well, you can see me tomorrow. He was like, okay, we're going to link up. I'm like, all right. So I'm calling him the next day. He didn't answer. So I'm hitting him up. He's not answering. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then he answers me a week or two later.
What? So he was out here.
And then
when he said he told you going to see him tomorrow, while he was out here, he just got out. How long he was out for? It don't matter. So it's all time coming out here.
And he's been in jail for a long time.
No, that's not the point. The point is he had got out, he hit you up, and he was out here. He hit you up and told you he was out here. And then
He ghosted me when he got out of jail.
Then randomly hit you up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then randomly.
So, I mean, what's the confusing part? That's what I want to know. What are we talking about? Because clearly the motherfucker has a situation, you feel me? Clearly. I mean, it just depends on if you want to deal with that shit. Because all of them, or whatever, I'm not just saying, I'm not trying to man bash, so let me not. But he probably has a situation. I don't know what he has. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And otherwise... Why wouldn't he want to see you ASAP and be with you ASAP after August? It's already fucking about to be December. I know for sure that's a 4-month gap. So 3 months is long enough.
Right.
But what's the issue? If you know what it is before you see him, then just let well enough be alone. So he out here right now.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why he didn't see me today is because I was with you. And he was going to come over here, and I said,
that's
well.
That's what you said, can come over. Actually, can they come over?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm like, well, if you're busy, like, because he was, like, taking a while, and we were going to go to the studio and stuff like that.
Right.
That. So I'm like, well, you could come to my house tomorrow, and I live closer to the strip, so it'll be easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay. So I'm like, all right.
My nose is starting to hurt. Oh, I should have left you up. Fucking. But maybe everyone he said, do said, when we go missing, this is
some juicy shit. Hold on.
It's not even juicy, it's real life truth. Okay, when we go missing for a while, it's either we're messing with other women or we on drugs, etc. But mainly, it's other women. Straight the fuck up. And down, back and forth, nigga, just keep that shit 1,000. Yeah. So, therefore, continue. We appreciate you and all those times.
I love you.
Yeah, you're one of my favorites. Did we say everything already or no? Because that's backwards if I didn't. I apologize. I mean, bye. I apologize. Okay. Pisces. Hey, now, stay down on your birthday, though. Here. Gang, gang. We your birthday. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, so.
Do you open this again? Because I can't open it. I hear you.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I said, I feel like, and just like old boy just said, I told you I was going to jump earlier before you.
My question is, what should I do today?
It depends on what you want to do. Because if you want to, it depends on what you want, bro, what you're looking for. Because I can tell you all day. You want to hurt your own feelings because you have feelings for this nigga and just play with your own. Oh, okay, we've been talking for so long. Let me seal this deal real quick and fuck with this nigga, see this nigga. I've been waiting a long time. Then that's fine. But if you say, oh, okay, I'm trying to see what this shit do, don't get fucking disappointed. Don't break your own heart voluntarily. Like sometimes our heart gets broken involuntarily. But you know me and my motto. You get what you deserve. So, therefore, if you're pursuing, it's your fault because he hasn't told you he has a situation. So, but you're always supposed to be two steps ahead, never left behind, so that you already know he got a situation. I'm not saying on no stocking ass bullshit because, you know, that's not my style. What I'm saying is intuition ass shit and knowing better. Remember? If you knew better, you do better. Oh, shit, I could have would have ass bitch. I talk to myself like that all the time, right? I know better. I choose to deal with this shit. And I hate that. You do too. Because you know better. There's no such thing as ghosted me since August. And then all of a sudden I talk to you in November. You've been out. Okay, what's your intentions?
Exactly.
Okay, so you already know what the intentions are. They're cool. They're not to be with you. Cuffing season, baby. These niggas is trying to cuss bitches and shit. And if they don't have one, they got a lot of them. If they do got one, they got some more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condoning going out there and getting you one, two, and getting you like six or seven because it's disgusting. But it's to each his own. I'm not judging.
It's not like I want four or five niggas and all that type of shit. Like, no, I just want one person.
Do you think he's that one person, or are you just?
I'm not.
You just.
I don't. Not that he ghosted me. The shit that I was saying that you were doing.
Yeah.
And you did it again.
Okay,
so
that's what they're gonna do. That's what he's gonna do. Why not?
So at the end of the day, all I have to say is to him, like, yeah, we're friends. If anything, like. But I can't trust you anymore. Because I gave you a whole complete chance and told you, like, don't fuck it up, and you fucked it up.
That's what he's going to do, and he's going to keep doing that. And it's a, oh, man, I just thought, no, nigga, you knew what the fuck you was doing when you did it. I was just an easy target. You see how it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Nigga, and we're sitting up here together. Here, I can't do this shit.
That's why I said I was going to do it.
Okay, well, I should have just let you, and now I'm pissed the fuck off. Fuck. It's all goddamn fucking
shit. Anywho,
one thing I know to say for sure, can't make a nigga fall in love no more. Never could, never did, never will. They be always doing what they want to do with their shit. But anywho, how y'all do? How much time? What the fuck just happened to me?
Seven minutes, huh? We doing good. 12 o'clock. 1 hour, chicken dinner, dinner, baby. I'm just kidding. But since I can't tell you what I think you should do. No, I feel like we should be friends. Like, I know better. Okay, so what do you mean, friends? Like,
Because I know he's gonna be on some weird shit. Of course he is. That's why I'm like, we should just be friends, right?
I mean, are you guys more than friends now? We've always been more than friends. We always have a deep relationship. And we have a mental relationship because he was in prison.
Okay, so it's mental than physical.
One day we were just gonna get married, walk down the fucking Central Park holding hands.
No, okay, not exactly that, but were you guys making plans?
Kind of.
You ever talked to anybody else in jail before?
But not them come out. Sorry.
But have you talked to them?
Yep, talk to people in jail?
Yeah. So, have they ever talked to you like that, too? Intimately? Not sexually, intimately. Intimate means connection, like chemistry and trolling your hair or on the phone with your feet on the wall, you all the way live. Because it feels so good, intimate.
He was the only person I was intimate with.
No, I'm saying, was he the only person you ever talked to like that in jail? And I mean emphasis on in jail, not these niggas out here. I'm just asking, just for knowledge, just for
person. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know, because, like, I ain't gonna lie. My baby daddy got out when I was in L.A. and I got in a car accident and shit. Never again. Like, fresh out, never.
Like, if he's pandering, getting given no type of space, no type of. He was on feathers. Go! I ain't talking about no fresh out dick, nigga. I'm talking about some real life shit. Like, bro, I'm talking about the conversations you have. Okay, you know my nigga's gonna come home in a week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've had some heart-to-heart conversation, heartfelt conversation. Of course, intimacy. We had some nasty. We had all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But because we built as well, okay, we had level star shit. So, therefore, he expects what I said when he comes home. Vice versa, I didn't let him make me no empty-ass promises and, oh, baby, when we boop, shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm the one giving you attention while you're there. I'm the one putting money in it, but someone's taking care of you. Of course, I got the gold then. You feel me? Okay? So, regardless of the fact of whether he wants to be with me when he gets out or not, for real, he feels, and I feel, he owes me that much respect.
And he hit me up. Actually, I text him, like, hey, like, how you been? Like, because I haven't heard from him. He was like, I'm in good, just been in the hospital. And I'm like, are you okay? And he was like, what did he say? He was going.
It's a fucked up situation because I could tell you all day. I could tell you all day.
I deleted it, but he was like, basically saying, like, he's like, I'm going to call you later because I owe you that. Like, that's something that he said.
Yeah, and he meant that.
And he never called
because he has so much going on. Life happens. Like, every day. That's another one of my things I tell people life happens. Like, I can tell you all day, yeah, girl, tomorrow we're going to go get our nails done. I'll be done tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then at 10 o'clock, we're going to do this. 7:29, some shit didn't went on. So it overlaps until 8:22. You looking at me like, we're supposed to be at the nail shop. Life happens, okay? So if I'm promising you this, oh, promises are made to be broken. And people have to say, I promise for it to be a promise. Your word is your bond. So if you say it out your mouth, I believe you.
Right.
Okay. So therefore, of course, I thought I was that bitch when that nigga was in jail.
Of course. I don't expect GMAC to be
loyal to the soil.
Why would you? You don't see no pussy in there besides the guards. You know what I'm saying? And they shit covered up from head to toe, but it don't matter because it's a bitch, it's a bitch, it's a bitch, it's a bitch. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that now you get out and you got priority. A bitch is throwing that pussy in some motion. They go, oh, you been gone? And I missed you. And you did it. Just imagine how life happens.
So people make plans all motherfucking day. That's just not in the fucking plan of life. I don't know.
But it's like, what you trying to tell us? But it's like, what are you trying to do now? Like,
have your cake and eat it too. Hey, why not? I think they all do. Like, I have to continue this session on my fucking station because this is a great conversation. Although, I need to be preaching to my own choir.
Hey, man.
I still can relate, and I tell myself the truth. If I'm wrong and I'm lying to myself, trust me, I know I'm wrong. Lying to myself, I just don't want to hear it. Then I end up shutting down like I did all the last, this whole month has been a COVID lockdown, shutdown, quarantine, all me, my kids, nothing else. Purposely, because in real life, if you knew better, you do better. And that's not even, sometimes it's just easier said than done because we know better. We know better, bro. We know better. You just, doing better is just uncomfortable. I'll be back, radio station. We're going to start over. I should have put an hour session on that. This weed is not the same as the one we have. Not, it's not in the
face.
Can you see, please? That nigga spoke some real life truth right there. He said, we with another woman. Of course the fuck you are. Straight up. The fuck you are. It's not a secret. Somebody want to join?
Hey. I'm going to let you join, okay? Let me just do this real quick, folks. Hey, listen, man. Oh, wait, should I do it wrong? Like that. Oops. Big fuck. Okay. 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 And then back to my radio show.
Big fuck, what happened to you? Okay. Let's see. I need another one. I need to set the name because we got another bitch. You know? I know y'all can hear me, so I'm going to put the phone down like that real quick so I can take care of this thing. How do you stop this shit? End episode. I put the fucking intro. That shit. Hold on, let me see.
I already put in episode, goddammit. King Solid, what's happening? Oh, I thought he came back, girl. I done fucking messed up my damn comments and shit. I put him down because I had to fix this shit, and I think I fucked it up, but I don't think that if we recorded that, it has to because it's live. Because you could be like another room and talk to me from here on the radio on the phone. Okay, so that's out. Let's try that again. That was stupid. Stupid. You can pick them up, talk with them or whatever. And we can go back to the session. We just push 2 week a team first.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go.
Aren't you
going to
put them back on?
Yeah, after I get back on this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, I'm not near. I'm putting back on there. Maybe my internet stops. Okay. Oh.